Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories.
Body cam footage just added fuel to the firestorm. Citywide protests last night after the release of video in this week's police shooting in a Brooklyn subway station. Police confirmed there were arrests, no numbers so far. This, after the footage, just sparked more questions.
The family and the attorneys representing subway shooting victim Gregory Delpech say emphatically that the police body camera footage in no way vindicates the police officers who shot him. Attorney Nick Liakis said the video shows the suspect did not lunge at the police with a knife and their lives were not in danger.
How they pursue somebody and how they contain a situation and put the rest of the public in danger because of it. This is a mass shooting.
That's right.
Inside of our subway system. Four people shot. That's a mass shooting at the hands of the NYPD. It never should have happened.
Gregory Delpech is in critical condition, having been shot in the back of his head. A police officer, a woman passenger, and the suspect, Darrell Mickles, were also shot and injured. Carol DiOria, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM. In East New York, Brooklyn.
Mayor Adams issued a lengthy statement offering condolences to the innocent bystanders and their families, saying he will not comment on the case while formal review continues. 37-year-old Darrell Mickles was indicted yesterday and arraigned from his hospital bed on a long list of charges. He was held on $1.5 million bond. NYPD will be handling protests differently in the future with a First Amendment compliance officer under a new federal settlement.
NYPD Inspector Joseph Hayward will have to train officers on how to balance protection of First Amendment rights with keeping people safe at protests.
To oversee this sort of culture change in how the NYPD responds to protests.
Molly Bicklin is with the NYCLU, one of the suing parties that forced the changes. A police spokesperson says they have re-envisioned policies for policing protests to deal with unique scenarios.
When implemented, will require NYPD to respond with a calibrated and appropriate number of police officers to the situation rather than just flooding all protests.
The lawsuit bans kettling, which is when officers surround protesters before making arrests. Mac Rosenberg's 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
As you've been hearing in 1010 Winds traffic, there is more work on the BQE this weekend. Staten Island bound side down to one lane between Adams Street and Washington Street. They're also closing the Sand Street entrance ramp to the Staten Island bound side. Also, DOT can install what is called weight in motion sensors that determine a vehicle's gross and axle weight as it travels. Work expected to be cleared by Monday at 5 a.m. Of course, stay with 1010 Winds for traffic and transit on the ones. A new report raising more questions about the Adams administration. New York Times reports a security firm with ties to Deputy Mayor for Public Safety, Philip Banks, won a contract worth more than $150 million after he was appointed to that post. The paper says the firm rarely did business with the city before the appointment and also reports that Banks says he sold the company years before. Times, though, says CitySafe Partners won that emergency contract for Firewatch services after Banks was appointed. The business dealings of both Banks brothers have been under the scrutiny in the federal investigation of the Adams administration. Everyone involved denies wrongdoing.
Well, raise a glass, oh, make it a stein, for German-American heritage.
Today is the annual Steuben Parade. There's a march on Fifth Avenue. The event, Sonia Horan-Yogasha.
It's really a mix of different groups, actually, every year, representing different regions of Germany and different styles. There's also what we call a Trachtenverein, meaning that they wear their regional dress, and they could either perform in those outfits, or they might be a singing group.
The event steps off at noon at East 68th Street and 5th Avenue. Of course, stay with 1010 Winds for traffic and transit on the ones. Parade is followed by an Oktoberfest in Central Park, and that's just the start of Oktoberfest season. In the Financial District, the Stone Street Oktoberfest begins today, too, continuing for the next six Saturdays. Winds News Time 6:23. A Queens couple in their 70s are at the center of a murder case. He's the victim, she's the suspect. Police were called to 2337 120th Street in College Point just before midnight. There, they say, they found 76-year-old Quentod Ho with stab wounds to the head, back, and torso. He was taken to the hospital where he died. A few hours later, they arrested his 74-year-old wife, Lai Chun Ho, on murder and weapons charges. No word so far on a court date for her, no indication of any possible motive. Drownings in city facilities this year, city council members and water safety experts are trying to do more.
Five of the seven victims did not know how to swim. That includes 16-year-old Elijah Chandler. His father, Rochelle, says Elijah was only up to his knees in water when he was dragged out to sea without the skills to save himself.
When he didn't touch the ground, when his foot didn't touch the ground, he panicked.
City Council Speaker Adrian Adams, herself nearly a drowning victim, points to the disproportionate number of minorities who never learned to swim.
Tenants at a Washington Heights complex owned by the man named the city's worst landlord are taking matters into their own hands today. Residents of 705 and 709 West 170th Street plan a news conference to slam landlord Daniel Obishalom for the substandard conditions and then spend the day cleaning up. Ashley Verrett is a supervising attorney at Manhattan Legal Services. She tells 1010 Winds.
We're really just trying to show that Daniel Obishalom should not own these buildings. The tenants should have these buildings. And they're going to prove that by continuing to kind of clean them up. And we're all going to kind of go and be there and all put in, you know, our elbow grease to just make the buildings a better place for folks to live.
It's just the latest criticism for Obishalom, who was named the city's worst landlord earlier this year and arrested in March. Tenants say that Washington Heights building has more than 125 uncorrected violations dating back years.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.